Good evening. Is Danielle Reynolds there?
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or Indian, or American Indian, I'm sorry, or mixed race?
Black.
Thank you. For statistical purposes, what is your age?
My age is in the 30s.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your political approach, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making college more affordable.
Seven.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
2.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
9.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I'd like to skip that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
50.
The Food and Drug Administration or FDA.
60.
And Democrats in Congress.
60.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10, once again, if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one?
Yes, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
9.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use.
5.
Removing illegal vapor from the market. I'm sorry. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
4.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
2.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Okay, sorry. Yes. To go back to the previous question, you said yes. Banning tobacco products for adults?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to change that to 0. And then could you repeat this most recent prompt?
Yes. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I'm so sorry.
That's so fine. The question is a bit complex. Yeah. We want to know if you want to support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes to adults 21 and over.
Okay, I don't support that. So I would put it at a 2. Probably.
Well, right now we just want to know if you would support it or oppose it. The options that we have is strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
Opposing the ban. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Do you need it again? Don't worry.
Okay, just one more time and then I'll be good to go.
Yes. Considering that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, excuse me. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Strongly not support.
So that would be strongly opposed.
Yes. Sorry, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Strongly oppose a ban.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
I would say somewhat more harm.
Thank you. Once again, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or the second definition is prohibition. It's an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, and or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So once again, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to review some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, say flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me, how concerned are you about that outcome? The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Concerned.
Between very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And the second situation is the loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few questions to go, but we're almost there. We just want to get through these sort of statements. Now, I'm going to read you statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. And once again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first,
and 10 is very much agree.
10 is strongly agree, 5 is somewhat agree, 0 is do not agree at all, any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Now, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
That's a loaded statement. I think that I would like to skip that one, if that's okay.
Well, we just want to get your opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. We just want to know, how much do you agree with the statement?
I would have to say a 3 with that specific statement.
Okay, thank you. Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
Can you say that statement one more time, please?
Yes. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
I would have to say 3.
Thank you. The next one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
I would say 8.
Thank you. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
7.
Thank you very much. All right, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. The few next questions are just to make sure that the scale hasn't moved or if it has moved. So it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older?
I oppose. I think I said strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you. Oh, then that's fine if you if it's not the same. We just want to know
okay.
where the scale wages. So, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Okay, can you repeat that one
yes.
again, please?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Regardless
okay.
of where you...
I'm so
yeah.
sorry. One
yeah.
more time. Was that last question, was it do I support the ban or is it that I support the sale?
No, support the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes.
Okay, and I somewhat oppose a ban.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You were right.
Thank you for your patience. Wow.
No, okay. Don't worry. It happens. And now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I would say more harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
That would not have a decision on who I vote for at the federal level.
Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or the e-vapor products?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Soda or soda pop?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Dip and Chew?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income. I'm a student.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I'm a member of a union.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. You've been very patient as well with me. I know that.
You've been patient. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.